I have been criminally charged for voicing my deeply held beliefs that are based on classical Christianity.
Finnish lawmaker Dr. Pavi Rossinen, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
If this kind of questioning of free speech is possible in a country like Finland, which has a long roots in Christian culture and values and good reputation regarding free speech internationally, the same could be possible anywhere.
You can watch and listen to Dr. Päivi Räsänen making the case for Christians in the public square from the 2022 Making the Case conference. For a $300 gift by Labor Day, you can access an on-demand video stream or podcast of the entire conference. Order today at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call, 618-223-8385. If it could happen here, it could happen anywhere. Now, if you are a resident of Finland, very progressive, even perhaps post-Christian country, yet still with a very strong policy and a very strong constitutional basis in the freedom of speech and freedom of religion, you wouldn't think that someone would be facing a hate crime prosecution for simply saying what the Bible says about homosexuality. But our guest for the next few minutes is, and it looks like it's going to go on for at least another year. Joining us for an update on a Finnish hate crime trial, Dr. Päivi Räsänen. She's a medical doctor and married mother of five children. She formerly served as Minister of the Interior for Finland and chair of the Finnish Christian Democrats. Dr. Räsänen, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Give us a brief history of the criminal charges that have been brought against you.
Yes, the whole process started about 3 years ago when I posted a Twitter with a photo from the Bible. And it was because of the Finnish Lutheran Church, the state church. It announced its support to Helsinki Pride event. And I took a photo from the Bible and asked the leadership of my church that how is it possible that you are teaching like this, because the Bible says what is opposite to this. And after that, some citizen made a criminal complaint of my Twitter posting. And when it came to public, there were some other criminal complaints about my writings and radio and TV programs. And they all were about sexuality and marriage and what Bible is teaching about these issues. And during these 3 years, I have been interrogated by police, and the Finnish police has investigated these writings and my statements. And I have been also in court. We have had 2 days of trial, and some months ago the Helsinki District Court acquitted me of these charges, which the state prosecutor, the general prosecutor, had filed last year. But now I'm waiting for the Court of Appeal, because the prosecutor of Finland has appealed to higher courts. So this process has lasted over 3 years, and it has included investigations and interrogations and trials.
What exactly did you say that drew the attention of prosecutors?
I said, and I stated, that the Bible teaches that the marriage belongs to one man and one woman, and the sexual relationships are intended to this marriage. And I stated that Apostle Paul teaches that homosexual relationships are against God's will, so that there is the concept of sin, what I spoke about. And this was the reason that the prosecutor filed the charges, the accusations against me. So it has been, I have to say that this has been very absurd and very unreal, because what I have said, it has been what Christian churches have been teaching during centuries, and what is the doctrine of classical Christianity about marriage and sexuality.
What did the Helsinki Court of Appeals recently announce regarding your case?
The Prosecutor General had appealed to the appeal court, and I was waiting that the trial would be perhaps in this autumn, but the court just last week announced that it will take 1 year to have this trial. So the hearings concerning my statements will only take place next year on 3 days, August 2023.
Is this good news or bad news?
I think that this is both. For my part, the preliminary investigation and all this judicial process has already been going on for 3 years, and now it will continue for years to come. So it will last long time in the future. And of course, for example, we have next parliamentary elections next year, on next spring, and I hoped that this process would have been over before it. But I believe that there are also good sides on this process, because it gives more time to speak publicly about these biblical views about marriage and about the message of gospel in public. And it, of course, it also gives more time to prepare for the next trial. So I believe that the timetable is also in God's hands, and there is some purpose for this. So I have to wait for 1 year before next step.
What kind of support have you been receiving from the public?
I have been very grateful for because I have got a lot of support from Christians. I have got thousands of messages from people who tell that they are praying for me, and praying also for Bishop Juhana Pohjola, who is in charge of publishing one of these texts, one pamphlet that I wrote already almost 20 years ago. And I have also got a lot of support from abroad, from many countries, also from US. And I'm very thankful for this. And it has been, I have to say that it has been quite amazing how much attention this has gained internationally. And I suppose that perhaps the reason is that if this kind of judicial process and this kind of criminal investigation can happen in Finland, so it can happen in any country, because Finland is known of its Christian roots, cultural roots, long roots in our history, and also from its good reputation of rule of law. And that's why I think that many people and many Christians in many countries are worried for this process, because it can happen also, for example, in other European countries. And perhaps this is the reason why I have got a lot of support from many countries.
Do you think that your prosecution has had a chilling effect on free speech in Finland?
Yes, I think that it has had a chilling effect. I have got messages from young Christians who have told that they are afraid to express their conviction because they are afraid that they are labeled as Bible-believing conservative Christians and it would perhaps hinder their career or social acceptance. So I think that the process in itself, even without any conviction, has a chilling effect. And it has a narrowing effect to the freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But there is also the other side, that this process has also encouraged many Christians to pray and to read the Bible and to trust on the Bible. And I have publicly tried to encourage that now it is not time to be silent. It is time to speak openly and to be open about our faith and our conviction, and also be open about these difficult issues and topical issues in our time. Because the more we are silent, the narrower becomes the space for these fundamental freedoms of speech and religion. So I want to encourage people in Finland and in other post-Christian countries to testify openly about Jesus and his word.
You say that the continuation of the case will allow for a preliminary ruling on freedom of expression and religion, even perhaps from the Supreme Court of Finland. What does that mean?
Yes, it means that the continuation of the case will allow the ruling on freedom of expression and religion, even from the Supreme Court of Finland. And this would serve as a legal guide for any similar charges in the years to come. So I'm so happy and thankful that I got the acquittal from the Helsinki District Court. It is a victory for me, but the similar kind of acquittal from higher courts would be a victory for also for other people, because I hope that no one else will in future be subject to similar accusations in the future. Because I'm not the only one in Finland who has written or said these things, that the marriage belongs to the relationship of one man and one woman, or that the homosexual acts are sinful. We have a lot of similar kind of writings and booklets, and if my writings would be convicted, it would mean that there would be bans for similar kinds of writings also. So that's why it is so important to pray for the victory and to have good outcome from the higher courts.
Do you anticipate this case going to the European Court of Human Rights?
It is possible. In the Finnish system and in the European system, in these kind of cases, there are charges between state and a citizen. If the citizen loses the case, he or she has a possibility to appeal to the European courts of human rights. So it means that if I lose in the Supreme Court, then I have the possibility to appeal to the European level. But if I win in Supreme Court, then the state does not have that possibility. So of course, I hope that it doesn't go so high that we would get a good outcome from the national level.
Finally, what have you personally learned throughout this ordeal?
This has been really a very unreal experience for me, but I have felt all the time very strongly that this has been my calling. All what has happened has been in God's hands. And I have been so thankful that this ordeal has given a lot of possibilities to discuss about the Bible, what Bible teaches about marriage and these very topical issues in our society. And also, I have had possibilities to tell that what is the solution to the problem of sin in the Bible, that in Jesus we have the forgiveness of our sins. We all are valuable human beings created as the image of God, but we all are sinners and we need to have forgiveness of our sins in Jesus. And this has been the message that I have had a possibility to say and state in front of the police, in police investigations and in court and also in media. And I think that this time has needed this process. And of course, I have felt that it has been my calling to defend the freedom of speech and freedom of religion, because it has been threatened by our state and state prosecutor.
Dr. Päivi Räsänen is a medical doctor and married mother of five children. She formerly served as the Minister of the Interior for Finland and chair of the Finnish Christian Democrats. She joined us from Finland. Dr. Räsänen, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You can watch Dr. Päivi Räsänen's presentation making the case for Christians in the public square and a Q&A with her from the 2022 Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. We'll send you a link and a password to a recording of the entire conference for a donation of $300 by Labor Day. Order today at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385. Tuesday on Issues Etc., we'll compare and contrast the prophet Moses with his successor, Joshua, with Dr. Adolf Harstadt. We'll respond to your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstatt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstatt.org.